This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. This has been a consequential week in a few ways. In a nation where you live in freedom, you do not have the preeminent, supposedly the preeminent law enforcement agency in the United States gathering information and data on you if you bought a gun. You don't seek it. You don't look for it. It just, you know, you only look for that when you actually have a need for it, a use for it. But we get this story about Bank of America voluntarily helping the FBI gather information on customers without a warrant. Now, we would call this something else. This would be called collusion. If anybody else does this, this is called collusion. While they're out there trying to say, well, you know, domestic terrorists this and, you know, imminent danger that, all this other stuff, this would be collusion. And Christopher Wray, the director of the FBI, says that he and their corporate partners do this kind of thing all the time. In a House Judiciary Committee oversight hearing, Congressman Thomas Massey and Representative Jim Jordan asked Ray about evidence the FBI pressured Bank of America to turn over any customer gun purchase information from anyone who'd been in the D.C. area during January 5th and 6th, 2021. The emailed request came on January 15, 2021, well after the protest and riot, and well after it was clear that the only gunfire that day came from a Capitol Police officer who shot Ashley Babbitt. Jordan asked Ray if that were true. Ray said he couldn't recall. And that answer, there was a camera on Ray at the time. There's a guy over his shoulder. That was not satisfactory to this gentleman, obviously a civil libertarian in America. So, Jordan had a few receipts there. He showed Ray an email showing that not only did the FBI seek information about Americans from Bank of America without a warrant or probable cause, but all the law enforcement agency wanted information about all gun purchasers from customers within the D.C. area. And he displayed an email the FBI sent to B of A asking for the information. And it read, to recap our morning call, we, FBI, preparing to action immediately the following thresholds. These thresholds were twofold. Customers confirmed as transacting either through bank account, debit card, or credit card, Washington, D.C. purchases between 1-5-21 and 1-6-21. That meant all transactions. And then came the second threshold. Any historical purchase going back 6 months generally for weapons or weapon-related vendor purchases. That's one of those smoking receipts there. Jordan told the committee that the FBI helpfully supplied the search terms if it wanted Bank of America to use while spying for the FBI on American citizens who had been charged with no crimes, whose only, and I guess what we have to presume here is that if you're doing business with a bank, that you're volunteering information to them, I guess. I mean, that's not actually the way it is, not the way it should be, but I guess. Congressman Massey summed up what FBI whistleblower George Hill told the committee. The bank gave the FBI gun purchase records with no geographical boundaries for anybody that was a Bank of America customer. And then he asked Ray that question, is that true? And Ray, in typical Hillary Clintonian fashion, said, my understanding is that the institution in question shared information with us, as happens all the time. When Jordan was out there, he accused the FBI director of scooping up information on innocent Americans. He said, we had members of Congress sworn in that week. First time they're being sworn in Congress, their family in town, then they may be a customer of Bank of America, and you're sweeping up every debit and credit card purchase of their family that week. And then you're overlaying that information with did this person buy a firearm? I'm just nervous about that. Are you nervous about that? Ray said he thought the request was fully lawful, which means there's no law against it, right? That's what he's saying. No law against it. And he said they recalled the leads, whereupon Jordan broke in and asked, if it's lawful, why did you say we're not going to use these leads? This is the scary part. This is something else that we're going to have to change. Ray said he was concerned about how this looked. Now, George Hill, former FBI supervisory intelligence analyst turned whistleblower, said that Ray's testimony vindicated everything he said. And he said he admitted in a public setting that the Bank of America list is real. And he said that at first Ray was playing dumb, but it became clear that Jordan and Massey had proof the FBI swept up all kinds of information without a warrant. He was on a radio show and he said the Bank of America was providing gun purchase records to the FBI. And the concept was that Ray was trying to pass it off as B of A doing it of their own volition. And the retort was actually no. That this was at the request of FBI officials. And he explained that the information suck was even worse than discussed in the hearing. But just to clear something up, the Bank of America, when they pulled that purchase data, they went and layered on top of that anyone in that original poll, anyone who had ever purchased a firearm. So he laid it out. So it wasn't even just a data pull of people who used a BOA product to buy firearms. It was, did you use a BOA product in the Delaware, Maryland, Virginia area in between 5 and 7 January? Now, those are even larger parameters than even Massey and Jordan revealed. Then he said, if you look at the list, look at it again, and if you ever bought a firearm, you go to the top of that list. He also said that Second Amendment voters are usually single-issue voters, and this is not a good cup or a good group to run afoul of. He was also troubled by the fact that customers haven't sued B of A. And that's an excellent question. Any of you out there bank with Bank of America? I mean, I don't. I'm not planning on it. Never going to. Never have. I never liked their... I never liked any of their policies. And this is obviously one I don't like at all. And so are we to presume that if you bank with a bank, with any bank, I guess, and that your information can go out to any of the alphabet law enforcement agencies if they simply send a search query to them without a warrant? Part of the problem with this is that this is one of those things where you look at it and you're saying to yourself, well, so it's lawful, but that means they've never, ever there's no law against it, I guess. So, knowing this, why don't they make a law against it? This is a thing that astounds me about Congress. They get told constantly, well, we don't know what an assault weapon is. Well, tell them. And start telling them all this stuff. We are well past this whole idea that we have to allow or acquiesce to stuff that's not constitutional. We got to make that. There has to be a consequence of this. Be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
And welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. A lot of things that are built into the law that are gun laws now get characterized as loopholes. loopholes. And that's for a reason, because they knew when they passed the gun control laws that the gun control law was not going to do anything. They knew it. So, here we are. It's been less than a year since congressional Republicans yielded to pressure over Uvalde, which was a crime enabled by government incompetence, and passed more infringements on our rights. Innocuous on the surface for most people, it did have some changes to waiting periods for 18 to 20-year-olds, and it did redefine the FFL. And what did the Republicans get for their trouble? What did we collectively get for our trouble for this? We got more bullying and hectoring from gun control groups and Joe Biden. We got Joe Biden, July the 4th, 2023. This week, our nation has again endured a wave of tragic shootings, just as we mark 1 year since the tragedy in Highland Park, Illinois. Jill and I grieve for those lost, and as our nation celebrates Independence Day, we pray for the day when we'll be free from gun violence. He also said, it's within our power to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines and require safe storage and gun manufacturers' immunity from liability and enact universal background check laws. I call on congressional Republicans to come to the table on meaningful common sense reform. Now, this isn't the first time. This is not a new thing. This is the gun rights side, not too long ago, began to do things, and they thought they were operating in good faith, and all they got for their trouble was the realization that, you know, this was just the first trip. History has enough examples of this, like the Charleston loophole. That's a fancy theory that if there's a denial of prompt response to the background check, the default 3-day period of a gun purchase is illegitimate. The default 3-day period originated as a compromise when instant background checks were instituted under Bill Clinton. This was a Democrat proposition, and it was put up as a compromise in order to get the law they wanted signed. And what it is a check on government to where they can't say, well, it didn't come back and you're just going to have to wait till it does. No, it says, government, you have 3 days to prove that he cannot buy a gun. He's a prohibited person. You get 3 days. And if you don't do it, then we move on and the purchase proceeds. Some people do it, some people don't. I haven't ever run across it. Then there's the gun show loophole, or the private sale loophole. This is the theory that the in-state sales of firearms between private individuals is nefarious somehow. The exemption of private in-state sales from the federal background check system, that was also part of a compromise arising out of the sheer infeasibility of implementing these checks without a federal gun owner's registry and the questionable legality of the federal government wading into in-state commerce. Today, once again, that's a loophole. Now, that's a loophole because, really, truly, it comes down to this. When it comes to background checks of the type that they want to have in states like mine, I can sell a gun to whomever I want to sell it to. I don't, and if they're a private citizen, I don't have to check them or anything else because it's my private property. And I'm not liable for anything that happens after I make that sale. And that's just the way it is. Now, what they want is they want me to take the gun. If I want to sell a gun to a private person, I have to take the gun. I have to go to an FFL. I probably have to pay them a fee to book it in. Then they do the background check. I probably have, or they or me or the buyer would have to buy, get the background check. And then it can proceed, right? Then the money can change hands. But, you know, the FFL is going to want a slice of the action now. Then there's the grandfathering loophole, which, where the government promises that you can keep what you already own if you compromise and let them ban future sales of products. And a decade or two later, the gun control groups say, that's not acceptable anymore. And then you're required to register or destroy what you legally own. To look at Washington, Rhode Island, Delaware, New York, and likely Connecticut soon, and maybe Massachusetts. The ammo background check loophole. This is the whiny complaint that while you need a background check to buy a gun, the purchase of firearm ammunition is free. But freedom's not a good thing. It must be a loophole. And when gun purchase background checks were instituted as a compromise, there was no indication that those would be extended to harass an ordinary gun owner picking up a couple of boxes of ammo for a weekend trip at the gun range. There is also no database to work that against as well, so there's no law stating that you can't own ammunition. There's only laws that state you can't own guns if certain things arise. So, anyway. Then there's the ghost gun loophole. You've always been free in America to make your own gun. It doesn't matter what time or era you lived in, the 1700s, 1800s, 1900s. Been happening since then. And I guess that's a no-no. Even though the 1968 Gun Control Act's compromise for adding serial numbers to industry-manufactured guns was never enough. And it's under litigation, but we don't know yet if this illegitimate child of past compromises survives or not. Most of the things they call ghost guns are actually guns that were made in a factory, by a manufacturer, and then they have the serial number scratched off. For what reason, I don't know, you know. Then there's the pistol brace loophole. Came out of the initial compromise to limit short-barreled rifles and short-barreled shotguns in the National Firearms Act of 1934, and much later approved by the ATF of braces for use with AR pistol builds. This was fixed by the Biden ATF and is under litigation at this moment. And then there's various assault weapon loopholes, because the definition of assault weapons that came from the compromise was not enough. This has to be expanded to, with ever-changing definitions. All those compromises in the end got us bigger bans of semi-automatics or the creation of a new licensing regime to own semi-autos, as in the case of New York State. And don't forget the boyfriend loophole, and if I've missed anything, add them to your list as well. Giving a tantrum-throwing toddler or a bully what he wants to make him shut up and go away will get you a worse outcome in the long run. The toddler always grows up into a spoiled, undisciplined brat. You will end up becoming his total subject. Same rule applies to compromising with gun controllers, who want everything we have and are never willing to return what they already taken. Bargaining with them is futile. We should never give them anything else ever again. And I don't know, sometimes, you know, when you sit there and you take it all in, and you realize that that's when they got what they wanted, then you understand. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
U.S. USA News Update. It was the power of the grand jury that led to the Gilgo Beach murders arrest. That's according to the Suffolk County District Attorney who led the investigation.
D.A. Ray Tierney says investigators first identified 59-year-old Massapequa Park resident Rex Huerman as a suspect in March of 2022, noting how a task force tied it all together.
They all did the same thing for a living. They all advertised the same way.
He says hair connected to the married father of two was discovered on the bodies of three of the four women. And Natalie Migliori, New York.
The Biden administration's forgiving $39 billion in student debt for over 800,000 borrowers. Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona said Friday the debt relief is a result of fixes to the student loan system's income-driven repayment plans. Under those plans, borrowers get their remaining debt canceled after they have made payments for at least 20 years. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Shootings. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Mass shootings always cause a emotional response from the public. People always want generally someone or something to blame. And in every case of a rampage killing of any type, the ultimate blame rests with the shooter, with the guy pulling the trigger. Common sense would say that is simply the way to go. But common sense isn't exactly common. Now, in the wake of the Tops grocery store shooting in Buffalo, New York, we've had a lot of push for gun control, but now we have a lawsuit that seems to blame everybody but the shooter. Civil rights attorney Ben Crump is bringing suit, and he's going after tech and social media giants like Facebook, Amazon, and Google, because he says they bear responsibility for radicalizing the Buffalo supermarket shooter, who was fueled by racist conspiracy theories that he encountered online, according to the victim's relatives. Crump said they were the conspirators, even if they don't want to admit it. And they have a 171-page lawsuit, which seeks unspecified financial damages as well as changes in how the companies operate. This includes Facebook's parent company, Meta, Instagram, Google, Discord, and Amazon, who owns Twitch, the live streaming platform that he used to broadcast last year's shooting. They also name RMA Armament, the maker of the gunman's body armor, as well as the firearms retailers that sold him weapons. Everybody but him. Everybody but him. Attorney Terrence Connors, who along with Crump represents the family, said the legal team has thoroughly examined the entire line of the gun distribution, the manufacturers of the body armor, the high-capacity magazines that were plainly illegal, as well as not social media platforms. Now, here's the thing. The guy bought a New York-compliant AR-15. Then he illegally modified it to take the magazines that it took. And what he probably did was he took the magazines, and there were 10-round magazines, and if they had a block in them, he removed the block and put a different spring in them so they would work. So he did a bunch of illegal modifications to a gun and to some pieces. Connor said what we found was downright scary. They're blaming Twitch because Twitch allows people to live stream, and so the killer used it to live stream his rampage. But they did pull the feed pretty quickly, but there was no way that they could possibly monitor every feed for something like this. But if you get into the Second Amendment aspects of this, let's talk about what was so downright scary. Firearms Policy Coalition took a look at the complaint and tweeted a bit of what's so downright scary. The lawsuit claims that Twitch is liable for the shooting because it allows teenagers to watch live streams. And on Twitter, Firearms Policy Coalition. Suit names several online platforms, including Meta, Instagram, Amazon, Google, and Discord, along with the maker of the body armor the shooter wore and the firearms retailers that sold him the weapons. The lawsuit claims that the gun store is liable because the customer testing the weight of a trigger pull is a red flag. Really? I do a lot of red flags every day then. In addition to the killer testing the trigger pull, he specifically asked for a particular brand and model. So what, I mean, what's wrong with that? I mean, that's how everybody shops, no matter what they're buying. Nobody goes in and goes, I need a thing, and I'll take brand X. You pick out which one you wanted it, you want me to have. People do that for a lot of reasons. And one of the reasons is the cost. So, I don't know. I don't know why he did it. Now, those things that he did allege, this should have been a huge red flag. The dealer should have somehow known instinctively that this was someone who wanted to go on a killing rampage, slaughtering the innocent in job lots. This is also how you know that attorneys know literally nothing about buying a gun. Nobody goes to buy a gun and has no idea what I mean, you just don't go in there and buy. I've got, like, Joe Chambers. If Joe Chambers said, Bill, I'm going to build you a gun, I'm like, fine, you build it, Joe. Because Joe is a master craftsman. If Staccato calls me and says, Bill, we want to build you a gun, go for it. Taryn Butler, go for it. But these are guys I trust, and these are gun builds I trust. For somebody that's just coming in, and, you know, 7.5 to 15 million new people bought guns in the last few years that never owned a gun before. I'm not sure of the figure. When they're coming in, they're armed with very little information. They know sort of what they're looking for. They have looked and done a little research, so they're looking for this specifically. So that's not a red flag. That's just the way everybody shops. Buying a gun is no different than buying any other good. Some people aren't particular about what they get just so long as it'll do the job. And others have done a lot of research and know precisely what they want. So they ask for a brand. Once they have that weapon in hand, though, then they get to examine the things you can't research online. They pull the trigger to see how it feels because that's actually something a lot of gun people do. That has disqualified a lot of guns for me. When the Beretta ARX came out, was it the ARX, whatever the pistol was, the striker fire pistol. When it came out, I tried the trigger, and I just wasn't in love with it. I wasn't in love with it, so, you know. And the trigger is basically, the trigger and the ergos are what make the gun work for me. So you test it. Everybody picking up a gun is testing it as much as they can, in much the same way you would test a car. And yet these attorneys think that this is a red flag. a red flag, and in addition, because they didn't know him specifically, that was supposed to be a red flag, despite, you know, he lived 25 minutes away, but he wasn't a regular customer. Now, first you got this 18-year-old cat, and why wouldn't a gun dealer assume that this would be his first purchase? Or are they arguing that no one should be able to buy a gun unless they're a regular customer, because if that's the case, they're making their kind of nuts? How can you become a regular customer if you're not a customer to begin with? What we have here are lawyers who are capitalizing on people's grief and looking to line their own pockets by basically suing everyone they can think of. And a lot of these guys have very deep pockets. And they're going to sue them, and they hope they settle out of court for a lot of money. And I'm not sure they can win it, even in New York, especially since no one is alleging that the killer discussed his plans with the gun dealer. You can't be complicit in something without intent. So now they have manufactured red flags where there are none, about pretty normal behavior, and tried to lay the blame for Buffalo on, among other things, a gun dealer, which is kind of pathetic when you think about it. This was very, very troubled young man. He got to be locked down during COVID and whatever was going on there, in much the same way that TikTok became much more popular during COVID. A lot of these other things that these people were immersing themselves into, that became more of a draw. And it became such a draw with this kid that he took action. He took deadly action. We'll see how it goes. We'll see where it goes. I'm surprised they haven't tried to, you know, with Sandy Hook. They finally went on advertising, which, you know, I don't know if these guys will finally make that switch. But I don't even know what brand gun the guy had, and it's not relevant. It doesn't matter. The only reason I would know that would be to know who they're going to sue. But the problem is that he bought a New York compliant AR-15, and that is their problem, because he obeyed the law as it was in New York at that time. That's going to be hard. We'll see. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
One more time, eh? This is Gun Owners News Hour, and the media has a favorite former gun guy turned gun control guy, and every time he gets invited to speak about gun control, well, everybody should hold on, because it's going to be a wild ride. I'm talking about Ryan Bussey, senior advisor for Giffords Gun Control Group, who's invited to MSNBC's readout to speak with host Joy Reid, as she bemoaned that she was afraid to leave her home on Independence Day for celebrations because America is awash in guns. So, because he was there for a reason, Bussey jumps right in with gun control talking points, regardless of whether they're actually true, to feed Reid's fears, scare her viewers. And it went down the road of hairpin turns and around the truth and straight off the ledge with outright falsehoods. Bussey passes himself off to adoring gun control media as a firearm industry expert, but he's nothing of the sort. He dresses in plaid flannel, hunts with expensive shotguns, and spends more time dabbling in progressive politics than he does actually concentrating on the facts. If he were to play a part in a major film, he would be the carpetbagger in The Outlaw Josie Wales selling the snake oil. Now, during his appearance, he came right out of the gate with his made-up gun facts, and of course, none of his wild ideas were challenged by Reid, who only devoured them to validate her notion that all guns are evil and gun owners are bad, except your guest, of course. Never once did they address the need to prosecute criminals and hold them accountable, because that would actually do away with the gun control medicine they want you to swallow. Reid asked what changed in America to make it a shooting gallery. Bussey answered, "We have double the number of guns in our society in the last 20 years. Okay, I'll play this stupid game, shall I? This begs the question, what is the appropriate number for firearms in lawful private possession? Maybe the figure he's more comfortable with is the millions of firearms he bragged about selling when he worked for one company in the industry. He's told media he worked in the firearm industry from 95 to 2020. And during that time, and we're talking about Kimber, they produced 2,353,516 rifles, pistols, and revolvers for the American market. And that's not counting anything that was exported. And there are more guns now than 20 years ago, just as there are more cars now. And more everything's now. More TVs, more refrigerators. The lawful sale and ownership of firearms does not cause crime any more than the sale of cars causes drunk driving. And for the entire time, the industry, with his help, was allegedly turning America into a shooting gallery. Crime was falling to record lows. Crime began to rise during the pandemic and civil unrest that occurred beginning in the summer of 2020. Now, the Constitution doesn't put a quota on the Second Amendment. It doesn't say that only a certain number of firearms can be possessed by law-abiding Americans. Liberty isn't limited the way that they want, and America agrees with that lack of limitation. Pew Research polls Americans annually about gun ownership and consistently comes up with a statistic that roughly one-third of Americans profess to owning a gun, and 40% of Americans say they live in a household that has a gun present. Small Arms Survey pegs the number of firearms in the United States at 393 million. NSSF says 425 million. And what Bussey and Reed ignore is that these are all guns in the hands of law-abiding citizens, not criminals. They have the right to own firearms. Every firearm sold at retail is completed with a sign 4473, attesting the purchaser is not a prohibited individual. That's verified against the FBI's National Instant Criminal Background Check System. So Bussey's concern is more about Americans exercising their Second Amendment right lawfully than it is about the number of firearms. If he was concerned about criminals misusing them, he skipped right over that, leading to Reed's viewers to believe that they got to fear for those who obey the law and not be concerned about progressive prosecutors that are soft on crime. But hey, Bussey wasn't done. He said, in fact, nothing is more targeted at the ability to remove the life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness of fellow citizens in a second or two, dozens of them, as we have seen, than the right to own firearms. Here he commits the omission of sin. The sin of omission. Nothing in the Second Amendment allows anyone to remove anybody else's life. What the Second Amendment does allow for is the right to keep and bear arms, period, by everybody. The Supreme Court didn't say, and law-abiding citizens aren't buying firearms to murder their citizens. They're buying guns to protect themselves against criminals. And that's been demonstrated time and time again, including during the recent gun buying surge of 2020-2021. So Bussey is factually devoid. And he's very agenda-driven. And, of course, Reed was echoing him. She attempted to fault the firearm industry for convincing Asian Americans to buy guns. And that's a very thinly veiled racist sentiment that asserts that Asian Americans can't be fully trusted to make their own decision. And the fact is, Asian Americans were and are being targeted in race-based violent attacks, and they're refusing to be victims. Chris Chang testified on Capitol Hill that the Asian American community took ownership of their Second Amendment rights when violent crime targeted that community. And Chang's testimony was not unique. Time magazine reported that Svetlana Kim and Erickson Raduta were among the Asian American community that didn't own guns until they saw violence targeting their community. Then they bought guns and got trained. And that's their right. Bussey and Reed want to denigrate that, of course, but it's okay for Bussey to own guns in his Montana home, but they together question why an Asian American man or woman would choose to do the same in their Los Angeles home. And then finally, we got the lies. Accusations of the firearm industry fear-mongering are nothing short of what they project. Reed noted that when there's a heinous crime, firearm sales increase. And neither Reed nor Bussey mentioned that along with these despicable crimes are the instant calls for gun bans by the anti-gun politicians, coastal media elites, gun control groups like the one that employs Bussey. When people become concerned they won't be able to purchase a gun, they will exercise the right before a gun-grabbing politician steals that right away from him. Reed also said the industry is also encouraged not to stand your ground. Laws say you don't have, if you don't just have a gun, shoot someone, use it. Someone rings your doorbell, shoot them because we'll protect you under the law. Well, the most notorious example of anybody advocating that particular incident, you know, somebody ringing the bell and you blindly firing your weapon, was then Vice President Biden. When he told his wife, Dr. Jill, to fire two blasts from a shotgun into the night sky without knowing who or what the target might be. Or just shoot through the door. Just buy a shotgun. Just buy a shotgun. This kind of stuff should not be tolerated. And it's certainly, you know, it's going to occur. Know it's going to occur. Just come to the grips to the fact that it is going to occur. And when it does, just deal with it. Just, you know the facts, know everything. That's the thing about gun owners. Gun owners know their facts. Uninformed comments about the firearm industry that aren't backed by a fact should be treated the same way as a shoot a couple of blasts in the air into the night. Don't do it. Don't tolerate it. I always find it interesting, some of the things that these guys, I don't know, that these guys want to push upon, want to foist upon you. They want you to do it and all these other things. And all in the name of, you can't be trusted, I guess. I don't know. I've never heard anything articulated about why a law-abiding gun, a law-abiding citizen should not be a gun owner. What is the problem about a law-abiding gun owner become, or a law-abiding gun owner owning guns? If they're a law-abiding citizen. And they never talk about that. They never talk about the criminal either. Because once again, what they're selling is snake oil. There are no gun safety rules that they prescribe that would actually have any impact on crime. And if it's not going to change anything except a law-abiding citizen's ability to own a weapon, it's not something that is constitutional. But you knew that already, don't you? You know it already. Pass it along. Tell a friend. Point the show out to a friend. Help me get it out there. Back again next weekend between now and then. Stay awake. Stay aware. Carry your weapon everywhere you can. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.